Post-traumatic stress is far too common among veterans. 10% of men, nearly 20% of female veterans report symptoms at some point in their lives. But could the arts provide a needed prescription? Stephanie Tsai reports from Seattle for our ongoing coverage of the intersection of arts and health, part of our Canvas series.
And off.
On a recent afternoon at the Seattle Opera, a group of military veterans prepares for an upcoming performance.
Okay, not a bad review. Thank you. Okay,
this veterans choir is part of Path with Art, a Seattle nonprofit that offers a range of programming designed to promote public health.
Let's go again.
For Shonda DeAnda, who served 24 years in the United States Air Force, the once-a-week ritual of singing with fellow service members has been healing.
Trauma changes who you are as a person.
DeAnda served in combat roles in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Bosnia. But it wasn't until she retired from the Air Force in 2019 that she began to process all that she'd seen on the battlefield. She was diagnosed with PTSD.
But I was like, I'm sure I don't have that. I'm sure that's not a problem for me. And then COVID hit, and I lost the ability of being really active and in the community. And so being alone with my thoughts became more a part of my life.
She says when even leaving her house made her terrified, her therapist referred her to Path with Art.
Joining the veterans choir, where I'd be surrounded by other veterans, is a way of kind of finding my voice again.
Randy Schessler has also found a new voice in the veterans choir. He served in the Air Force for 7 years until he says he was kicked out of the military in the early 80s for being gay.
I was very much in the closet because at the this was before Don't Ask, Don't Tell, yeah. Even. There was no defense. If you were found to be gay, it was instant discharge.
What did you go through?
Well, first was the shock. Then I lost my job because my clearance was immediately ripped.
Schessler struggles with depression. He's been coming to Path with Art for 6 years.
I need community, I need camaraderie, I need to be able to express myself.
Path with Art has offered classes on everything from learning the basics of podcasting.
You both have nice big voices.
Really? Yeah.
To pottery, acting, and fashion design. The classes are available to low-income adults and all veterans for free.
We have a mental health crisis. There's no one magic pill that's going to solve it all. And so the arts can play a role in helping fill that gap.
Holly Jacobson, the CEO of Path with Art, says since launching the veterans program in 2019, participation has skyrocketed.
It really did show that there was a need, so it's now a quarter of our program. Over 500 individuals last year.
This is supposed to be a wolf.
Here, veterans are also employed as teachers. Artist Donna Baker teaches art classes using mixed media, including yarn.
When I get to the point where I can't handle things, I go to art and it just kind of, it calms me down. It relaxes my mind. I feel at ease. I don't feel anxious. I don't feel like, you know, I have to battle the world.
Baker was stationed in Germany during the late 80s and early 90s. A survivor of sexual assault, she says she still struggles with PTSD from her time in the Army.
You know, in a lot of ways, I can totally connect. Mm-hmm. I can totally connect with maybe what they're feeling, their angst, you know, their pain, their suffering.
Feelings that other military sexual assault survivors like Chris Wisdom share. She joined the Army in the late 90s.
They were telling females not to go out at night alone because there were a lot of attacks, that there were a lot of rapes. And it wasn't by civilians coming on post, it was by your fellow soldiers.
And so the fire represents the anger, and then the tears, the sorrow and sadness.
More than two decades later, her artwork, including this mask, express what she went through.
So that mask I named Explosive Emotions. I made that to represent when you try to suppress who you are and your feelings for so long with all that you've been through, that eventually it's just going to explode.
The folks that have served our country so beautifully have come home and have experienced trauma in a way that many of us can't understand.
Susan Magsalman is the co-author of Your Brain on Art and an assistant professor of neurology at Johns Hopkins University. Her extensive research has included looking at Path with Arts programs and has found they are effective at improving mental health outcomes.
And a lot of times, you know, people talk about, well, you know, why can't you get over something? And trauma is not like that. And so the way to get out of it, it turns out that these arts and aesthetic experiences can be incredibly valuable. Something as simple as singing, which activates your parasympathetic nervous system, activates the vagus nerve, again, connects you to each other, calms your physiology, and makes you just feel better. Put a little love in
your heart. For Shonda Dianda, it's working.
For a long time, I was trying to get back to who that version of Shonda was. But she isn't here anymore. And mourning that loss and then celebrating the opportunity of developing a new Shonda is something I think Path with Art was extremely instrumental in making happen.
For so many here, it's a step away from a painful past toward a more hopeful future. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Stephanie Tsai in Seattle.